The fourth parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph and gives us some of the fundamental concepts when it comes to Erechin, and these will be further hashed out later in the parak. So Mishnah Aleph tells us on a high level that there are three variables when it comes to computing what the donor, the A, has to pay when he says, I'm going to give the Erech the value of somebody else. And it's based on the following, as we've discussed, the age and the gender of the B. So the age, how old is he? And the gender, male or female. And we look up in the Torah, we look in the Pesukim and see how much does A have to pay based on that. So for example, if A says about B and B is a male between 20 and 60 years old, he's going to be committing to give 50 shekel, also called 50 sela. And if it's a female, it's going to be different. And the age, oh, that's all variable. So two factors. Number one is age. Number two is gender. And number three is even we have a commitment by A to give, for example, the 50 shekel, the erech of B, and it turns out to be 50 shekel. If A is unable to afford it, he consults with the Kohen, and the Kohen will give him a dispensation to give as little as one sela. That is the third variable. So it's based on the age and gender of B and the ability to pay of A. And that's what the Mishnah spells out at the beginning, Mishnah Aleph. Heseg Yad, when it comes to the ability of to pay, we are going to look at Banoda. We're going to look at A's ability to pay. B is irrelevant for that. And number two, Vahashanim, when it's based on the age, that is the age of Banida. That is the age of B. Because A is making a commitment, I'm going to give the erech of B, and it's based on two variables. Number one is age, and the other variable of B is v'ha'erechin. What is the gender? And when it comes to the gender, we are not looking at A, we are looking at banerach, we are looking at B. So let's read that again. There are three variables that we're looking at when it comes to erechin. Heseg Yad, ability to pay, Banoda, we're looking at A's ability to pay. Vashani, when it comes to the age, Banida, we're looking at B's age. Va'erachim, when it comes to the gender, Banerach, we're looking at the gender of B. And when it comes to determining the age of B, there are a couple possibilities. What if he changes between 19 and 20 years old? He has a birthday between when A makes the commitment, I'm going to give the Erech of B, and when he actually pays, when A actually pays. So va'erech, we are going to determine the age, bisman ha'erech. When A makes the commitment, I'm going to give the erech, and not when it's actually paid, because the age could change, and accordingly the value, the commitment by A may change. Now, we are going to start to define the first part of this Mishnah, where it says, hezeg yad benoda, when it comes to the ability to pay, that's a quote, the first three words of our Mishnah, ketzad, how is this going to work out? And we will see later in Mishnah Dalid that we will define the next two phrases, where it said, Shanim Banida Va'archim Banerach, that will be in Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so to get back to the first three words, Hesek Yad Benoda, when it comes to the ability to pay, we are going to look at A's ability to pay, and if he can't afford it, we're going to give him a dispensation. How's that going to work? Ketzad Oni Sheri Cheta Asher, if we have A, he's impoverished, and he says, I'm going to give the Erech of a wealthy person, no sen Erech Ani. We are going to simply look at A's ability to pay. That is what is going to be important for us. If A can't afford it, he is going to get a dispensation. If he can afford it, it doesn't matter what v'ha'ashir, that's what it says, v'ha'ashir sherei chetani, that's the rest of the Mishnah. If A is wealthy, and he said, I'm going to give the erech of B who is poor, it doesn't matter that B is poor to us, no sin erech ashir, we are going to simply look at A. So the bottom line here is when it comes to erechin, we are going to look at A's ability to pay. That's why it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, Heseg Yad Ben Noder, when it comes to ability of to pay, we are going to look at A regardless of B. That doesn't matter when it comes to B. We are simply going to look at B's age and B's gender to determine that how much A has to pay. But then we have to determine, can A afford it or not? And Heseg Yad, as we said, the ability to pay is based on A's ability, not B's ability. Mishnah Beis is a little complicated, and it leverages what we just saw when in the Erechin context, at the way beginning of the prior Mishnah, we saw Heseg Hayad is based on the Nodar, the ability to play. We just look at A. And if A made an Erech commitment, but he cannot afford it, he goes to the Kohen, he consults, and he gets a dispensation, he can pay less. So when it comes to the ability to pay, we're just going to look at the donor, the noder, and if he's a poor person, he's not going to have to pay the full amount. And on that, Mishnah Beis says as follows, Aval bikarbanos einochen. When it comes to karbanos, there is going to be a time that even though the donor, the A, is going to be poor, nonetheless, because the quote-unquote B is wealthy, A is going to have to pay a higher amount. So what's going on here? So in the korbanos context, there are certain times that if somebody is obligated to bring a korban, he has a certain korban he has to bring, but if he can't afford it, he can bring something less. An example would be a metzorah. A metzorah who is going through his purification process and he's done, he has to bring three animals, and they're three lambs. If he can afford it, he brings three lambs, but if he can't afford it, he can replace two of those lambs with two birds, a lot less expensive. So instead of three lambs, he's going to be able to bring one lamb and two birds. And the issue that we grapple with in our Mishnah is if we have that metzorah, and the metzorah has that commitment, and either he's wealthy or he's poor, and somebody comes and says, I am going to pay for the korbanos of that metzorah. So in that situation, what's going to happen to our parallel case to Erechin, if A, the person who is saying, I'm going to pay for the korbanos of that metzorah, if A is impoverished, but B, the metzorah is able to afford the three lambs, the more expensive korban, are we going to still say to the A person, you, because you're impoverished, you don't have to bring the full amount, you can substitute, bring one lamb and two birds, or are we going to say it's based on B? B can afford it, B is wealthy, he's the metzorah, A, you made the commitment that you're going to bring his korbanos, you have to bring the higher, more expensive korbanos, not the least expensive. So in the Erchin context, just to review, as we saw in the prior Mishnah, when it comes to Erchin, A says, I'm going to give the Erech of B. In that situation, even when A is poor and B is wealthy, but because we are just going to look at A is going to give, he's going to receive his dispensation. He's not going to have to give the full amount. On the other hand, we're saying, Avobar Karbanos Enokain, in our situation when we have Karbanos, that A is poor and B is quote-unquote wealthy, the Metzorah, that he can bring the full Karbanos. In this situation, when it comes to Karbanos, we're not going to look at A. He's not going to get the dispensation, but he's going to have to give based on what B can bring, and B is wealthy, he can bring the full Karbanos. So the Mishnah says as follows, Avobar Karbanos Enokain, Karbanos is different. As we said just now, Harei She'amar, if A said in the Korban context, Korbanos Shel Metzorah Ze'alai, I am going to bring the Korban for that B, that Metzorah who is B, and in this situation where A is poor, we are going to say as follows, Im Haya Metzorah Ani, if the Metzorah is poor, Mevi Korban Ani, we are going to look at the Metzorah and he is poor, and we're going to look at B. And in this situation, A is going to, who's also happens to be poor, he's going to bring the less expensive korban. On the other hand, and this is where we have the distinction between korbanos and erechin, if our A, the person who's donating the korban of the metzorah, he is poor, and B is ashir, so that's our situation, maybe korban ashir, even though A is poor and B is wealthy, we are going to disregard A. We're not going to look at A. We're going to look at B because B is the metzorah who can afford the full korban, full korbanos, and A is obligating himself to bring the korbanos of B. Accordingly, even though as A is poor, he's going to have to bring the more expensive korbanos. So here we have that distinction. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Korbanos einochen. We have the difference between erechin and korbanos. In the erechin context, if we have a poor A, and he says, I'm going to give the erech of B, that means the full 50 shekel for 450 seller, for example, but A can't afford it, we're going to look at A, and he's going to get the dispensation. On the other hand, when it comes to korbanos, that's not the case. If A is poor, but B, the metzorah is wealthy, can bring the full korbanos, and A says, I'm going to bring his korbanos for him, in that situation, we are going to look at B. And even though A is poor, he's going to have to bring the more expensive korbanos. Continuing, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, you are misunderstanding things here. You are trying to compare erechin to korbanos and say that they are different, but in fact, you're looking at it the wrong way. And how is that? Omer, ani, says Rebbe, af erechin, chen, the same thing would apply to erechin, that we are going to disregard A's being poor, and we're going to look at B. In fact, it's not only karbanos that act that way, but erechin acts that way as well. And now Rebbe is going to explain why in the classic example of erechin, that when A says about B, I am going to give the value of B, that A, if A is poor and B is wealthy, we're all only going to look at A, his ability to pay. That would be the classic case, but that's because that's a different situation from the karbanos with the mitzvah, as we'll explain shortly. So he says, in the classic case of erechin, mipnei ma ani sheherich et ha'ashir, why is it the case, the classic case of erechin, that A, who is poor, and he says, I'm going to give the erech, I'm going to give the value of B, and B is wealthy, nos an erech ani, we're going to look at A, can A afford it can or not, and we're just going to look at A. Why is that the case in the classic erechin? She'ein ha'ashir chayav klum, because in the classic erechin, the ashir, the B, he has no existing obligation upon him. He is simply the subject or the object of the commitment that A is making. A is creating the commitment. A is creating the obligation. I'm going to give the value of that guy. What's that guy? You have to look. He happens to be this gender and happens to be this age, but it's not that he, B, has an existing obligation. A is creating the obligation. He's the one who's making the commitment. We're going to look at A. We're going to look at his ability to pay. That's why we will look at A, because B has no existing commitment on him. However, what happens if B, and this would be the parallel to the mitzora that has an obligation to being a korban, if we have in erechin also the situation that B has an existing obligation on himself, and A, a poor A, says, I'm going to give B, I'm going to give the value of B, in that situation we would disregard A, just like Karbanos. We would disregard that A is poor, and he'd have to give, based on B, the higher amount. So, aval, he'ashir, sha'amar erki alai, if we have somebody who has an existing obligation, what would that be? In erech. B has an existing obligation. So we have somebody who came along and said, I am going to give my own erech. I'm going to give my own erech. Hare, erechi alai. And we have the poor person, the A, v'shama ha'ani. A hears that this person, he's a wealthy person who's going to have to give, let's say, the 50 sela. And A comes along, he can't afford the 50 sela, but he says, I am going to do, v'shama ha'ani, v'amar ma shamar zalai. What he said, what he's doing, what he's committing to, is going to be on me as well. In that situation, nos an erech ashir, in that situation, A, even though he's poor, he's going to have to give the same value that the wealthy person is giving. The wealthy person is going to be giving 50, he's going to have to give 50 as well. So in other words, Rebbe is telling us as follows. The classic example of an erech is not like karbanos. The classic example of an erech, A is saying, I'm going to give the value of B. B has no existing commitment. A is creating the commitment, and therefore we're going to look at A's ability to pay. But just like in Karbanos, when we had Karbanos and we had the Metzora, and A is saying, I'm going to give based on B, I'm going to pay, even though A is poor, but as long as B can afford the more expensive Karbanos, A is committing to give what B has already committed to. And the same thing applies in Erechin. If A says, I'm going to give what B is giving, because B already made a commitment to Erechin, and B is wealthy, he can give the 50, and A is impoverished, but in this situation we're going to treat it just like Karbanos. A is going to have to give not based on himself, but based on B's ability to pay, and B is wealthy. So that's an interesting parallel between Karbanos and Erechin, and the question is, the Tanakhama is looking at it one way, but Rebbe is saying that you're just looking at it the wrong way, but Karbanos and Erechin are actually treated the same way. And now we have an interesting discussion, machlokas, at the end of the Sefer, and this is actually going to be the basis of the next Mishnah, who are going to distinguish Erechin from Karbanos again. So let's get back to Erechin here, and the situation is that there are actually two times when it comes to Erechin. You have the time when A says, I'm going to give the Erech, for example, I'm going to give the Erech of B, but he doesn't pay it immediately. He may not pay it. He could. He could be in the base of Mikdash and he can say, I'm making a commitment and pay it right then. But there may be a time lag between when A says, I'm going to give the erech of B, and when he actually pays it. And the question that we grapple with is, what happens with if his financial situation changes between those two points? As we said, A, if he can't afford it, we're going to dispense. He's not going to have to pay the full amount. He can just pay just one seller out of, for example, a 50 seller commitment. However, what happens if he was poor when he made the commitment, but when he pays it, he was already wealthy, he won the lottery in between, or the reverse? So the Mishnah says as follows, Ani, if he was poor when he made the Erech commitment, the Ha'eshir, and he became wealthy before he paid, and now he comes to pay, and he's a wealthy man, or the reverse, or Asher Vehani, or if he was wealthy when he made the commitment, he made the Erech commitment, and he lost his real estate, he's lost his assets, and now he's impoverished, and he's coming to pay, Vehani, at this point, he's poor, Nosen Erech Asher, based on a drush and a pasuk, the Tanakhama says that he has to pay based on assuming that he is an Asher. In other words, in order to not have to pay, in order to get the dispensation and pay the lower amount, the one seller, he has to be poor at the beginning when he made the commitment, the Erechin commitment, and also when he goes to pay. At both of those points, you have to be an Ani, but if you're an Asher at one of those points, you have to pay the higher amount, the full amount you committed to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even more so, Afilu Ani, Veheshir, Vechazer, Vehani. Even in the situation when he was poor, when he made the Erech commitment, and also at the end, when he paid, he was poor. But in between those two points, there was a while that he became wealthy. Even for a little while, he had money at that point. It's based on a drush and a pasuk. Nosen Erech Asher, he, Rabbi Yehuda, says that you also have to pay based on the higher amount, based on being an Asher. Mishnah Gimel is going to contrast Korbanos to what we saw in the prior Mishnah, at the end of the prior Mishnah, as it had to do with Erechin. And what we saw is, when it comes to Erechin, if the person cannot afford to fulfill his commitment, we give him a dispensation. He doesn't have to pay the full amount, but we said, at least the Tanakhama, that means that he has to be poor both at the beginning when he makes the Erech commitment and also when he's paying the Erech commitment. He has to be poor at both of those times, but if he is wealthy at one or the other, then he has to pay the higher amount. And now we're going to say in Mishnah Gimel that Aval b'Korbanos Eino Chein, when it comes to Korbanos, it only depends on the person's financial situation when he makes the commitment to give the Korban. And what that means is, if he is poor at the beginning, somebody says, I'm going to bring a Korban Shlamim, and he is not wealthy. Well, that wouldn't be a good example, but let's say Metzora, because we're talking about when you have the type of Korban that would have a variable amount, that if you can't afford it, you can pay less. So a type of Korban that has a variable amount, and at the beginning, he is impoverished. But he made that commitment, I'm going to bring XYZ, and based on his financial situation, when he makes that commitment, he's going to bring the less expensive of the Korbanos. Afilu aviv meis veheniach lo ribo, even if they're afterward, between when he made that commitment to bring the korban and when he actually brings the korban, his father passes away and leaves him a massive yerusha, or shvinasa vayam ubao berivavos, or he has a ship at sea and somebody's renting it. At the time that he made the commitment, he hadn't been paid for the rental, and only at the end, afterward, does he receive the rental between when he made the commitment for the korban and when he actually brings the korban? So at the beginning, when he made the commitment, in both of these situations, he's impoverished. He can only afford the less expensive korban. But when he actually brings it, he got the Yerusha, or he was paid the rental on his boat. Ein lehektesh b'hem klum, the hektesh gets nothing of that. In other words, he simply has to pay the lesser expensive of the korbanos, not the higher expense, because all we look at when it comes to the context of korbanos is when he committed to the korban, can he afford it or not? So we go by that time point at the beginning when he made the commitment, and that contrasts with Erechin, that we're going to look at both of the time periods, when you made the Erech commitment and when you paid it off. As long as you could afford it at one of them, you are required to pay the full amount, and you don't have the dispensation to pay a lesser amount. Mishnah Dalet goes back to the first Mishnah and will define a number of phrases that we saw in the first Mishnah. As we explained back then, there are actually three variables when it comes to how much does somebody, the A, who makes an Erech commitment, have to pay. And the three variables are the B that he's talking about, what is the gender, male versus female, and what is the age of the B? Those are two things that we look at. And the third one is, as we've been discussing throughout this parak, the ability of A to pay. So what we saw when it comes to the gender and when it comes to the age of the B, we obviously look at the B, and that's what we are going to spell out in our Mishnah. So the first quote from the first Mishnah, Shanim Banidar, when we said that when it goes by the age, it goes by the age of B, Ketzad, let's spell that out. Yeled Sheheri Chetazaken. If we have somebody who's young and he says, I'm going to give the Erech of somebody who's elderly. For example, we have somebody who's 20 years old, and if he were the object of the Erech, he would be 50 Sela. So if he were to be the 50 Sela, and he's giving the Erechin of somebody who's elderly, let's say 70. And that somebody, 70, has an Erech of 15 based on the Pesukim. So Nosin Erech Zaken, he has to give based on the B. B is a valuation of an Erech of 15, not 50. We're only looking at the B for this. And the reverse is the same. Vezaken, Sherech, Esayelet, and somebody who's elderly has a lower value, who gives an erech of somebody who's younger, who has a higher value. No, sin erech yeled, you're going to give it based on the B and not the A who's making the commitment. So that is how it pertains to the variable of the years. The years we're looking at B, the age of B, we're disregarding the age of A. And similarly, va'arachin b'ne'erach, when it comes to the arachin, is referring to the gender, we're looking at the gender of B and not the gender of A. So for example, ketzad, how does this spell itself out? Ish erich et aisha. If we have a man that is giving the erech of a woman, the woman is B, the man is an A, nosen erech isha. He has to give based on the erech, the valuation in the psukim, based on B. She is a woman. And the reverse, v'isha she'erich es ha'ish. If we have a woman who's the A and she's giving the erech of a man, nosen erech ish, he's the B, she has to give the valuation based on his value, based on his gender, not her gender. And now we had another phrase, a third phrase that we are quoting from the first Mishnah, va'erech bizman erech. When it comes to erech, talking about the age, we are going to look at the age of the B at the time that the A makes the erech commitment. What does that mean? Ketzad. So we're talking about a situation that there was a birthday. There was a change in the valuation based on a birthday between when A made the erech commitment and when A actually paid the erech commitment. Ketzad. So it goes as follows. We're going to go into detail. Hericho pachos mi ben chamesh. If when the erech was given, when A says, I'm going to give the erech of B, B was less than 5 years old. And there's a change. There's a lesser value between 1 month and 5 years is one of the tiers. And then from 5 years up to 20 years and 20 years up to 60 years and above 60. So there are tiers. And it happens to go up in value, with the highest value being when somebody is between 20, a male between 20 and 60, it's going to be the highest value. And then it goes down when the person hits 60. So Kesar, Erichu Pachos Bin Ben Chamesh, so when the erech was given, when the commitment was made by A, B was less than 5 years old. V'nasa Yosef ben Chamesh, and by the time it was paid, now B is more than five, so it's more expensive. Pachos mi ben esrim. Similarly, when A gave the commitment, B was less than 20 years old. V'nasa Yosef ben Chesrim, and now he hit 20 in between when the erech commitment was made and when it's paid. No sin kizman erech. That's what our Mishnah said in Mishnah Aleph. You have to give it based on when you make the commitment. So if he was five, if he was less than five when you made the commitment, you have to give it based on the lower valuation. If he was less than 20, and then only thereafter when he turned 20, you give it based on the lower valuation. And then the Mishnah tells us something very critical, and we're gonna explain it shortly to apply to all these brackets. The first bracket starts at 30 days old. Below 30 days, there's no payment, there's no erech, and above 30 is when it kicks in. How about the day of 30? Yom Shloshim, the day of 30, kilamata mimenu. If it is his 30-day birthday, it is as if it is below, which means if on the 30th day A says, I'm going to give the erech of B, and he's 30 days old, he has no erech value, he's considered to be less than 30. So the day, that's the birthday, is considered below, not above. So similarly, shnas chamesh ushnat esrim, if it's the 5 year birthday, that's when it's going to change from the lower erech to the higher erech, or if it's the 20, that goes again from a lower erech up to a higher erech. If it's on the birthday, the 5-year birthday, 20-year birthday, kilamatami menu, it is as if it is on the lower rung. You're going to pay the lesser amount. Shene'emar, because the limud is as follows. V'imi ben shishim shanav amala im zachar. The pasuk says specifically that going from the value of from 20 to 60, which is 50 sela, 50 shekel, and it goes down when the person hits 60 years old, it goes down to 15 sela, that only kicks in when he is 61 day old. So the birthday itself is like he is still in the bracket of 20 to 60, you still have to pay the higher amount. So even though you hit the birthday, he's now 60 years old. It's only on 60 years old and one day that the value will go down. The erech value will go down from 50 to 15 sela. So the Mishnah says as follows, quoting the pasuk, "Shenemar v'imim v'imi ben shishin shana v'malim zachar." It's from 60 and one day. Hare anu l'meidim b'kula mishnah shishin. We are learning as it applies to all of the brackets from the 60-year-old bracket. Mashnat shishim kelamata mimenu, just like it applies. He's 60 years old. It's his birthday, but still he's going to have the erech valuation as if he's in the prior bracket. It is still, because it's just the birthday, it's the prior bracket, so he has the higher valuation that is going to be 50. He doesn't go down yet till he's 60 in one day. Ashnat chamesh, ushnat esrim, kilamata mimenu. Same thing applies when it comes to the 5-year birthday and the 20-year birthday. When it's on the day of the birthday, you are considered in the bracket below. But then the Mishkan is going to ask on that hand, is that really correct? And we'll say it out loud and then see it inside. It's different. You're trying to learn from the 60 that the 60-year birthday is as if it's the lower bracket, but that is actually a chumrah because we are making you pay more. You're still going to be in the more expensive bracket, not go down to the lower bracket. Are you going to say apply the same thing when it comes to the 5-year birthday and the 20-year birthday? Because once you're on the birthday, you would be going up in expense, not down in expense. So in effect, if you're saying when he's 5 and when he's 20 that you're going to be in the lower bracket, you're being makel on him. It's the hakel. You're saying you can pay less. If you're the 5-year birthday, you can pay like the lower expense. If you're on the 20-year birthday, you can pay based on the lower expense and not go up higher. So hen imas ashnas shishim kalamata mimenu lahachmir. When it comes to 60, we are considering the 60-year birthday below to pay more, that you still have to pay the 50 slime and not 15 slime that doesn't go down. So we're being machmir. How can you learn that you're going to be makel? You're going to say that the same thing is going to apply. It's different when it comes to 5 and when it comes to 20. If you're going to say that they are still in the rung below, then you're being lenient. They're going to get away with paying less money to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, yes, in fact, that is what we're saying because we have a limud to teach us this. Talmud Lomar Shana Shana L'Gzeira Shava. We have a Gzeira Shava. To learn this, a Gzeira Shava is we have the same word that it says it in multiple places. Here it actually says it in 3 places. Mashana ha'amura bishnat shishim kilamati menu. Just like when it says the word shana in the context of 60 years old, that, and we know our limud from the pasuk that we saw, vim ben shishim shana v'mala, that when it comes to 60 years old on the birthday, you are still paying based on the below rung, the higher amount. Just like it said Shana, so we learn from Shana. It says Shana by Shishim, and it also says Mashana Mura Bishnat Shishim Kilamata Mimenu. It goes down. We look at the lower rung. Shana Mura Bishnat Chamesh Ushnat Esrim Kilamata Mimenu Ben LaHakel Ben LaHachmir. The same thing applies. It says the same word Shana when it comes to 20 years old. It says Shana when it comes to 5 years old to teach us. Just like we're going to look at the lower bracket, the bracket you just came out of for purposes of the 60 birthday, and there that's LaHachmir. You're going to have to pay more. Or, same thing applies when it's the 5th birthday, the 20th birthday, because it says the same word, Shana Shana Gzeir Shava, that you're going to be looked at as the prior bracket still, and even though that's a hakel, even though we are being lenient, and he's going to have to pay less. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar has a bit of a tweak on this. He says that the inflection points when you go up in value or go low in value, when the value changes, according to the Tanakhama, it's the day after the birthday. So it's 5 years in one day and 20 years in one day and 60 years in one day. Rabbi Elazar says it's not the day after the birthday, but it's a month and a day after the birthday. As a limud for this, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ad Shu Yaserot Al Hashanim Chodesh V'Yom Echad, until you are 5 and 1 month and 1 day, and 20 and 1 month and 1 day, and same with 60. That is the requirement of Rabbi Elazar. Until you hit the 1 month and 1 day after the birthday, you're still going to be in the prior bracket, bein lahachmir ben lahaka, whether it's going to require you to pay less or whether it's going to require you to pay more. It doesn't matter. That is going to be our inflection point according to Rabbi Elazar.